I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have an interview coming at 6:15, so we're going to, what resolution number is that?
471.
So we're going to start with resolution 471.
Which is what, DC?
Yeah, and then and then we'll do the minutes and all that other housekeeping.
And you have another interview as well?
We have four, right?
Yeah, we have three.
How many
three.
Spots are
we
left
have three
on the committee?
Four.
Well, there's
three.
Two at-large positions still open, and there's the
hauler.
And
okay, it's three. Okay.
Did you meet already? You met,
they're meeting on the 17th.
On the
17th. What?
Recycling.
Oh.
Okay, so it's resolution 471, amending resolution 318, dated September 15th, 2015, to confirm agreement of sale of county-owned real property in the town of Lloyd. Is this right, the right one?
Yes.
To the New York State Department of Environment and Conservation, and authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel to Department of Finance. Do we have somebody move it?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? So do you want to just give us a little?
I can give you, sure, I can give you a brief background about the resolution itself. The reason you're seeing the current resolution is because the resolution that was passed in 2015 authorized the chairman to sign what's called a quitclaim deed. The contract to sale with DEC calls for a bargain and sale deed. Okay, so in order to protect the chairman, that he's not accused of going beyond his authority, and quite frankly, DEC is requiring the bargain and sale deed instead of the quitclaim deed. That's the reason you're seeing the current resolution, to basically authorize the chairman to sign that different type of deed. In 2015 was when the substance of this resolution was really discussed and passed, I think unanimously by the legislature. I think it was 22-0. Now, I know there was discussions about access to the parcel.
Well, can you explain? Yeah, I mean, I know about this issue going back.
I know you were involved. I saw your
was
name
really
quite a bit.
Integral
some
in
maps.
The 2004 portion of it, when then Commissioner Treasurer Kirshner was adamant that we sell it to the public, and we had someone who was scheduled to buy it, and it was pulled. The sale was pulled from the tax sale because of its value as
correct.
Open space and connected space to Chattahoochee Lake. But my first question is, so what's the difference between these two deeds?
A quitclaim deed is what we normally give on anyone that'll bid on tax property that the county takes for taxes. A quitclaim deed, we're giving whatever interest we may have in that property to the bidder. We're not guaranteeing that, you know, title is good and it'll go back or anything like that. Whatever property, whatever right the property owner had that lost it at tax, for taxes, that's the right we gained. Those are the rights we'll give to the bidder. Bargain sale deeds a little bit more. We're saying that, as far as we know, there is good title to this property, and the county has not done anything to jeopardize that good title. In this circumstance, we don't normally do that, but in this circumstance, I'm very comfortable doing that because we've owned this property for 14 years. No one can come back and challenge the tax sale. You have a 2-year statute of limitations for that. The DEC has done title work on this. They've cleared it. The DEC has also agreed to accept tax warrants that prior owners had, because the tax warrants are more than 10 years old, too. So that's the reason the bargain and sale deed in this point is.
Can you circulate so we can get a little
sure.
Oriented?
Those are maps that I made up the property.
Why are we giving this to the DEC?
Thanks.
We're selling it to
them.
And that's
we're selling
where
for back
the property
taxes
owners.
For $178,000.
Okay, like the end of that.
And the DEC is using it for environmental conservation and open space. And Tracy, you know that more. You could speak to that better than I probably.
Well, I had one question about that, and that's one of the things that came up in that we were asking amongst ourselves at the last meeting is, is there anything in our agreement with the DEC that it's going to remain open space, that they're not going to sell it for private use? I mean, I guess that's sort of assumed that with the fact that it's DEC, but can we
correct. Can
we protect it so that if forever, if at some point they decided they needed to raise income
yeah.
some way and they wanted to sell it to put houses or so something that we would have a first refusal
right.
to protect.
As far as what the agreement says, I need to go back and look at it. But one, I imagine DEC is using funding that would restrict what they can use at the property
mm-hmm.
for, number one.
Okay.
Number two, the kind of like the elephant in the room, so to speak, is we've already contracted to sell this at DEC. If we don't really have the ability now to go back and try to add terms and conditions
right.
to that contract, we're obligated to sell it at this point in time.
Yeah, but it's almost like the sale of a property like that almost seems like, I mean, it's like straight into operations. Why wouldn't we? We're asking questions. Seems like a reasonable thing that would be put into the contract, but yet we don't have that ability because you guys went and acted upon. Right? I mean,
per the legislature.
Per the
in 2015.
Yes.
And I'm surprised you didn't ask that then.
I may have. Do you know what I mean?
Because the answer is the DEC can't do that.
Okay, yeah, I may have. That's what I thought.
I would do a lot of work with the DEC and a lot of work on how parcels go into and what DEC can do. In fact, the public was involved in this with the recent constitutional amendment last year to allow for a land bank to allow even certain restricted uses on
right.
DEC property. So once that goes in, they put it into one of their unit management plans, and they're not allowed to sell it for gain.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better because I was very invested.
What about members of the community that came to public comment, and it seemed like an entire neighborhood that was all feeling that this was going to be very bad for them and their property. What about that?
What about that?
Tracy?
Well, I'm asking you what you know. I wasn't here in 2015. We're all, a lot of us weren't very involved in it that were here. We're hearing this is going to be very bad to county residents and their property. I would assume you're here to answer some questions about that, but
I'm here to answer legal questions, okay? I can say that the county made a determination that the space was appropriate for environmental conservation, open space, and then made a determination to sell it to the DEC. Okay?
Did they go and talk to those residents there?
I don't know.
I can speak a little from what I recall to Joe? I think that... Well, one, I'm totally committed to it being open space. That's what the big argument was about. I think that those residents might have fear about what might happen in terms of accessing the lake.
Well, they said some
of it was the whole concept.
Like,
it was allowing.
They were acting as if this was ready to go. They know what's happening. They were all very definitive.
What I could tell them.
Weren't they supposed to be invited to this? Wasn't
no,
Herb
because
Litz,
the sale's done. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Is this?
Here's a legal question: if we don't vote this change through, can this proceed?
You're opening the county up for liability, be sued by the DEC, breach of contract.
All right. Well, in order to protect people, I mean, I'd like to have an honest conversation about what is going to happen to these people's property. I know we want this $178,000 so the DEC can. I mean, but right now, nothing's happening with this as it's county property,
but Joe,
right?
Yeah, but what would happen? What the alternative would be the thing that I was fighting initially, which is a private person who could develop the property.
But we're not in
the business of holding onto a property to protect other private.
Then why
properties?
Isn't every piece of Ulster County property for sale right now? We own a lot of property.
You mean unutilized property?
Yes.
Mark, is there
a
deadline for
some kind of?
There is no deadline. The conversations we've had with DEC, we're letting them know that we're going through this process.
I think this is a good deal. But I care about those people that are there. What are we doing to these people?
There's some.
Kathy, I know where you stand.
Manna?
Excuse me, Manna.
I had the same concern. They were concerned about people having access right in front of their property and dumping garbage, increasing liability, increasing traffic. You know, and this happens a lot when people are in an area that is possible for development. I understand you're saying, that the land is going to be conserved by DEC, but it's from the neighbor's point of view, it's opening up them to perceived liability, you know, traffic and other nuisance, you know, inconvenience in their lives. And I've been around this block long enough to know that, you know, unless the people are able to purchase that property to protect it themselves, you know, and unless there's something in the law that there's a way to protect them, people are vulnerable to somebody developing right up to their property with, you know, whatever the local buffer is. So,
can I just explain a couple things that are shown in those maps?
Yeah.
The photographs that I printed out that show that yellow thing.
I don't get these.
The folks that came here were saying that right now there is a boat launch, a DEC boat launch right here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they are saying that people could access this, if the DEC buys this, that people could access it up along the lakefront here. And that they don't need to access it through there, and they want us to prevent them from having a right-of-way into here to access it.
And they,
into where?
They seem to imply that there's already things that are going on.
Like a camp or something.
Yeah. Yes. There's a camp, yes, right here.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, those campers are walking around and walking around through the woods. I'll bet they're out on the lake, they're doing things, and they're probably intruding on their property this way. But
the lakefront isn't their property based on that map.
Right, it's not. But I will just but they're saying that DEC already owns this lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is what these other maps show, like here.
Well, the trouble is they're not here.
I know.
To explain to us, and they weren't invited.
I was under the impression that they were going to be invited
here to talk. And why isn't the DEC here?
Well, I will just tell you that once you get off this area here, you can't walk in this. This lakefront here is all just
fun.
But I'm confused what you're saying about the other. I don't know. Brian, when they were here, they said
that the DEC already has access to the property from the lakefront.
Right.
And they just want us to stop them from accessing it from the road.
Yeah.
But there was things about the front of their property. I mean, there were two or three different issues they had with this.
There was a road that ran through here at one point in time, and that's what
and
those
maps
show.
And they were saying that that road is coming back. They were insist that was another thing they
but
said. They were
right.
sure this road was coming back.
But you're saying they just want to ensure that the DEC doesn't access through the road.
Well, they don't mind us selling it to DEC. They just don't want the DEC to be able to access it from the road.
But that would be DEC property. People should be able to access their property, us included. It's like this. I don't understand.
I don't know if that's what they're saying, to be honest, Tracy.
I don't know. They had several things.
They seem like reasonable members of the community that we're supposed to be representing. It doesn't sound like they were included in any of this. I don't know why they weren't here at the first meeting.
But I mean,
I'm frustrated the DEC isn't here.
If I may, I would like to suggest, Mark, if it's at all possible, I certainly don't want to expose the county to any legal liability.
Understood.
That's the furthest thing from my mind. But I just don't have enough information on this right now, as much as that some very sincere people came and spoke to us at our session a few weeks ago, and they seemed to be compelling what they had to say. I had intended to make somewhat of a field trip down to see it for myself. Because I think a lot of this information I have now is just in the abstract. It's just hard to see, get a real feel for what they're talking about. I even like to meet with some of those folks and have them walk me through it and get a firm understanding of it. And I also would suggest, I think it might be helpful to us if we could maybe contact or have Herb Litz talk, because and it's shame on me for not having the details, but he mentioned there was a particular concern about it that he had as it related to who owns what down there as far as meets and bounds. So Mark said it before, we're not on a fixed timetable, but if I could suggest, and I apologize, but I guess the budget has us all distracted, but
of course.
I really would like to have a solid understanding of this prior to committing to vote on it, because I'm concerned that I don't want to make a mistake, and I don't want to be hurtful to anyone that if their interest in their property are impacted in a so way, because there was talk of parking lots and all that. So mm-hmm.
So we could take no action at this time and invite the DEC and whoever else we would like to talk. And hopefully, I would also like to, I wanted to go physically there.
Maybe meet Herb down there.
Because it's hard to, yeah, it's very hard to picture when people are, I mean, when you look at maps, you really can't tell where things are, you know.
We have nothing to,
like I said, certainly the last thing I wanted to do is expose the county to any kind of liability, but I just want to have a solid understanding.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to this.
No, I just thought you wanted a hard copy that you
allows it.
Yeah.
But I would say just that the concern I have is that the legislature in 2015 made a contract, and I remember there was this discussion. There, these people came, they presented the case very similarly to what they did this year, and what the understanding that I had of the way the legislature justified moving ahead was that the DEC was better at dealing with management issues on a property and providing for public access and dealing with neighbors than the county was, and that it was better to get this into the hands of an organization that does open space management rather than to a private developer and rather than us trying to take it on. So we had a good process then, as I recall, that resulted in a decision. I don't think we're legally entitled to undo that decision, and we'd lose in court, I think.
I agree with you.
And I think we should be very careful to make people feel good about the process, that they're being heard. But
right.
My recommendation would be to refer them to DEC with all these concerns. And DEC may not be ready to hear them yet because they don't
they don't own the property.
They fully
right.
don't own the property.
Right.
So we can aid the process, maybe, by completing it.
Joe?
Well, fair, but I just hate to assume. Right now we have what I like to call new information, and I hate the idea mm-hmm. of not acting on that new information. And it doesn't hurt, I don't think, this being passed over to the DEC into some type of open space thing that sounds great. I don't think a couple of weeks, I mean, there's things we deal with where it's like, hey, look, we got a vote. This is something that is not that at all. Let's do our due diligence. We are county legislators. These are residents of the county. And I really like the idea of taking a couple of weeks and hearing everyone out and trying to get the DC, you know, once this is done, there's no going back. And I'd like to get our legal counsel's opinion on how detrimental it would be, how likely it would be. Has a DC ever sued in a situation like this? If not, just because they have the ability doesn't mean they necessarily will. There's a million questions. There's plenty of time. And I feel really good about getting together with these people, hearing them out. And at the very least, if it all ends up going through to the DC, you have 20 members of the community that feel that the legislature went and did their due diligence and heard them out, and there's nothing
Tracy.
Bad that can come of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm okay if the, you know, because it doesn't seem like time is as
mm-hmm.
pressing, I'm okay as long as we do that in short order.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking for myself, I actually concur with what Kathy said in that not only did we have the conversation in 15, we had a much more heated conversation in 04 when it was going to go to a private developer who was actually talking about, you know, he was talking about flag lots and, you know, moving driveways down. He was talking about actually developing the property into a series of homes. And that's why I got on board saying, no, this is too critical of a piece in its proximity to the Black Creek and the fact that it's part of Chattahoochee Lake and the outlets in it. So, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with the fact that it's going to DEC. My question last month was simply, were there the protections in the contract with the DEC that if the DEC ever wanted to sell it to a developer that we would get the first, not kiboshing the whole thing and potentially the county continuing to maintain it or selling it to a private developer, which is the two options that we had had. So I'm comfortable with the move to DEC. If in that interim, if you could just reconfirm what you believe to be true and what Kathy believes to be true in terms of the DEC's requirement not to turn
speculate
it for a profit
on the property.
Or speculate on the property, because mm-hmm. I'd hate to see that happen. And I realize it might sound crazy to someone who's dealt a bunch with the DEC, but I still want to confirm that it couldn't happen.
Always
in the meantime, I'm happy to go through this. I mean, this is this has been, for me, a 14-year odyssey, so I probably would recognize some of these people over the course of, they now look much older.
Can I just say one thing? I just want to leave you something while explaining what it is. The packet you have sitting on your laptop there, you'll see a couple pictures of the from the county parcel viewer, and then you'll see some historic maps on the end. That was addressing the concern about the road. There was talk, I believe, at the legislative meeting about whether there's a road there and whether there's a right-of-way and how do we get there and that the parcel is landlocked or not. If you follow the historic maps, you can see that there was, in fact, a road. Mm-hmm. You can see, I think it's Martin Avenue and North Choteau Lake actually joined
at one point in time
historically. So historically, there was a road there. And if you look at the best map is the historic GIS map with the tax parcel overlay. Yeah, that one.
And what is the purpose of showing us that there was a road there?
The purpose of it was the residents brought up the fact that they didn't feel that there was a road there, that there was no access or right of way.
Yeah.
But on a road constructed.
But the road already exists.
The road, yeah.
But I really don't think that our role as the legislature is to maintain a piece of property to protect residents from having something next to them, you know. So the alternative is that it goes to tax sale, that, you know, and the highest bidder wins, and probably they'd be facing a much worse situation than having the DEC next to them. I believe that to be
very speculative, and there are
many situations that happened 14 years ago.
There's billions of situations that have happened over the course of time where you have government and basic rules and generic thoughts on things, and people fall through the cracks at times. I don't know. Maybe we go up there and find out. You don't know. I don't know. I don't know what is happening up there
already. Excuse me.
I don't know what these people
are. Sorry. We have an interview that was supposed to be at 6:15. So if we're just going to...
I don't expect to find out anything we haven't heard tonight.
If we're going to postpone this or table it, we'll...
If I was one of those people,
so we have to have a motion to postpone it?
Motion to postpone and...
Second?
Hear us out.
Second. Okay.
Can I just, on the motion to postpone, not indefinitely, you know,
You can only postpone to the next meeting.
Okay, great. And also, my question is, can the county, if the DEC ever decided to sell it, can the county have right of first refusal or some kind of deed restriction?
You don't think that's in there?
You'd be going back into the contract again, which is already signed.
Contract's already signed.
Can we find out what's in there? Maybe is there something in there?
I'll go back and look.
They don't sell properties back out. You would have to have a constitutional amendment to do
it. Oh, right. You're right. Okay. So that was my question. And there's a motion.
So all in favor of postponing? Okay.
Right,
motion passed, carried.
Sure.
Thank you, Mark.
One last question, Madam Chair.
I definitely
want. I'm sorry.
Would you like me to arrange at the DEC at that meeting?
Yes, please.
I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Just let me know what it is.
Are you going to make copies of these?
Oh, yeah, we don't have that schedule.
These will go into the record.
Sure.
Well, isn't that automatic when something's presented in the public hearing?
We always scan it in as part of the record.
Thank you.
Have
a good night.
You too. On our parcel viewer, you can see that the road used to go through there too, but that's a moot point. I don't know if anybody.
Can I have a set of the colored copies, or you can scan? I mean, if you're scanning them in color, can you send them?
Sure.
Those are the ones that
and any
get my orientation.
Fawn, any legal opinions we've heard there, can we run it by one of our legislative attorneys and just make sure they concur? I don't expect that they wouldn't. But I've gotten a lot of opinions from the county attorney lately that our legislative attorneys disagree with, so we might as well run it by.
That's all our T's, So this is Cameron. You want to
hello, if you'd like to join us.
Hello. And
thank you.
Just before we start, are we going into executive session?
Do you have
the
interview?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
For the purpose of
it. No, I thought you were going with yours. Did you beat me there? So I said I'll second it.
But if you would like to have... So if you prefer to have me leave, that would be good.
Oh, no.
No way.
No, that's fine.
You're a legislator.
No, that's fine.
Kathy, if you wouldn't mind, it's just... protocol.
So, we kind of have to.